What do you call the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street? You know, most people I talk to don't have a name for it at all. Some people do, but most people don't seem to. Do you have a name for that?
Well, yes, but I can't think what it's usually called.
Well, if you think of it, stop me. If a couple of kids were walking across the field and they see a crow out there in the farmer's corn, one of them he'd reach down and pick up a rock, and he was walking along, and so he reached down and he picked up a rock, and he did what with it at the crow?
I threw the rock at the crow.
Okay. And somebody came here to visit you, and you were out there in the greenhouse, you know, and your was it your granddaughter that's been here? Your granddaughter was here, and how would she tell them where you were? They'd say, "Miss J here," and she'd say, "Oh, no, what?"
Well, she'd tell them. She was in the greenhouse.
Okay. What all kinds of stuff do people drink for breakfast?
Oh, I don't know. I can tell you here, but...
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, just in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm. What do you drink?
It's mostly coffee and tea's next.
Mm-hmm.
Orange juice.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Prune juice, a lot of them take prune juice, which I do. I love it. I usually drink it every morning. My little granddaughter said, "I don't like it, but I'm going to drink some of it." But you get your iron.
Oh,
iron. My son said, "You don't need or shouldn't need any iron drinking all that prune juice, but it's delicious. We like it."
Well, I like prunes, but I don't like just old prune juice.
Well, a lot of people, I don't know, there sure is a lot of it sold.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what do people put in their coffee?
Well, most of them use sugar. A lot of them don't use anything.
Uh-huh.
Some use honey. Uh-huh. Honey's got so high now it came back.
I know.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it is. I just can't believe it.
It's a terrible price. I use Sweet Thin. No, Sweet and Low.
Yeah, that's what we use too. That's pretty good. It tastes almost like sugar.
It's better. If you get used to it, it's really better.
Yeah, I think so.
And sugar, after you get used to that, sugar is so sweet till it makes you sick. It does me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Well, some people who really doctor their coffee up, they put sugar in it, and then what else do they put in it?
I don't know.
They pour that stuff in it. That stuff they pour in. What do they pour in? You say?
Cream.
Okay, all right.
I never used it. It's the reason I wasn't thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
I
love it with cream in it. I like to get my coffee where it tastes like melted coffee ice cream. You know, it's lots of cream and not too much sugar, a little bit of sugar and lots of cream. It's almost white. Well, not quite that.
No, I don't want any whitener in mine.
Oh, I love it. If someone's not going away from you, you'd say he's coming straight?
Towards you.
Okay, and... say you saw somebody in town that you hadn't seen for a long time, you might say, "Well, I wasn't looking for him. I just sort of ran
into you."
If a child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that they named the child what? She has the same name her mother has, and so they named the child.
Name the child. Well, after his mother. Some say after, and some say for.
Uh-huh.
So,
which one do you like best? You say after?
I guess I usually would say after.
Uh-huh, okay. Let's see, you told me y'all had mules and cows and
pigs.
And all that stuff. What pets did you have on the farm?
Cats. At one time I had 13 beautiful black cats with a little white necktie. Persians.
Oh,
the sweetest things in the world. Yeah. They're just so loving.
Yeah.